Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We give God thanks and praise for this day, March 7th, 2024. Glory to God. It's a wonderful day in the Lord. And we thank God for God's presence in our lives, for the Holy Spirit being in us, the power of God in us to help us to live each day, to the kingdom of God in us, to help us to walk in the things that Jesus taught us to walk in the abundant life that God gave us. Hallelujah. And you know, this doesn't mean that everything is going to be wonderful. There's always the old saying that says, life isn't a bed of roses. But is that a saying that has forgotten that roses has thorns? So a bed of roses would not be that comfortable. Might smell great, but it would not be that comfortable because the roses have thorns. And those thorns would prick us from here and there. And so it wouldn't be a very comfortable bed. And as we go through our day, first of all, let me say this. I pray that each of you have had a wonderful day, has had a great day in the Lord. And I thank you that you have taken the time to listen to this podcast. And I pray that God's anointing is on each of you. And you know the anointing is on you because the anointed one is in you. The power of God is in you to help you make it through today. Glory to God. We have been talking about kingdom living. And that kingdom living is faith, hope, love. Faith of God, hope in Jesus, love all. And we're at that point where we're talking about love all. We've talked about what the faith of God is. We've talked about what our having our hope in Jesus is. And now we're talking about loving all. And loving all means also loving yourself. You know, I think that as we walk in this world today and as we go through, you know, different things, especially in Christendom, that we forget about telling people or helping people understand how to love themselves. we see that as being selfish or self-centered, but that it's neither one of those. To a genuine love for oneself. The love that you have for yourself comes from the fact that God loved you first, loved me first. That's the genuineness of the love of God that is in us. You know, we've been looking at the scriptures out of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which are each one of those scriptures talk about the great commandment, or the greatest commandment that Jesus said, was love the Lord and love your neighbor or your friend as yourself. Now, each one of them have a different emphasis, not completely, but a little bit. Out of the particular translation that I have read from, and which is the Passion Translation. And in Matthew, it says, you must love your friend in the same way you love yourself. And in Mark, it says, and the second is this, you must love your neighbor in the same way you love yourself. And then the third one, in Luke, with the emphasis added by me, it states, and you must love your neighbor and your friend as well as you love yourself. I really like that one, as well as you love yourself. Because do we really think about how much do we love ourselves? You know, we have to get away from thinking about being arrogant and being self-centered. Means that we don't love anybody else but ourselves. But to love ourselves is saying here that in these scriptures, it's saying that we have to love ourselves in order to love others. And I think the church has done us a disservice by not preaching this more. Well, this, I want to take that back. Because actually, when we talk about the church is not some building. It's not four walls. It's not, you know, the sanctuary. It's, you know, the church is people. People are the church. Not some building, not some edifice, you know, not something that's built up. The church is us. The church is you. The church is me. We are the church. And as we are the church, together, we have to learn how to love. Now, I say that we are the church, so that I'm now going to say, I think that religious organizations have done us a disservice by not teaching this more. Each one of us, you know, Jesus said that where two or three are gathered together, there I am in the midst. You don't have to go to a building to find Jesus. Jesus is in you. It's in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. Scripture tells us that the fullness of the Godhead is in us, in the substance of the Holy Spirit in us. But that's getting off into another lesson. So just continue to talk about us loving ourselves as Jesus commanded us to love ourselves. To love ourselves is not to be arrogant, and it's not to be self-centered. Loving ourselves as God loved us first, and then being able to pour that out as we learn how to love ourselves. We talked last night about God in you for you. That first of all, God comes to us and we receive God. God comes to us for us. We receive God for us to help us. Generally, we come to God when we are in need or we're seeking to not go to hell. That was, you know, for most of us, especially, you know, for me in my time, that, you know, there was fire and brimstone preaching and that, you know, you gonna go to hell. You know, you better receive Jesus or you will burn. You know, so it was a, you know, self-preservation. I don't want to burn. So, you know, you receive Jesus. But then as you grow and you learn more about the love of God, you realize, okay, this is not why God wanted me to know him. God wants us to come to the acknowledgement of Christ being in us through the love of God. It says it is the goodness of God that draws, the goodness of God. Not that God is some mean ogre trying to sentence as many people to hell as possible. No, that's not who God is. That's not who God is. That is a distorted image of God. God is love. And the scriptures tell us that God is love. And there's other, you know, dimensions of God. And, you know, people want to say, well, you know, if you just preach God's love, you don't, you ignore the wrath of God. And I'm not ignoring the wrath of God. We know that God, that there's the wrath of God. And if you read the Old Testament, you'll see that, you know, but in this dispensation, in the dispensation of Jesus, yes, let's put it that, or the church age, which is the church that Jesus built out of the people who come to him, that this, the church age is, the wrath of God is, if you want to say, set aside or set still. God's not damning people. God's not killing people. God's not destroying people. God's not making people sick. God is not, you know, doing any of these things to people. You know, these things happen, yes, but our loving heavenly parent is not doing these things to us. They happen in life for lots of different reasons. And well, I mean, I don't want to go into them right now. I want to talk about us loving ourselves and allowing the love of God to show us how to love ourselves. And as we begin to learn that, as we begin to see that the love of God is working in us, we can see that the power of God will work in us and then work through us. We have to receive God's love in us, first of all. And then as we receive the love of God begins to work in us, for us, and in us. And we talked about it yesterday, about working in us to alleviate things, to help us to walk through the principles that Jesus showed us. And allowing God's love in us begins to transform us, transform our character. You know, we don't want to lie anymore. And as God's love begins to transform us as we study the word, it's not going to magically happen. God didn't just send his love and then it happens. No, God's love prompts us to start to walk better as we begin to decipher the scriptures and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us through the scriptures and through the Spirit of God. And so we begin to see that we have to change. You know, that we have to change, that lying is not good. You know, it just gets us in trouble. It digs the hole deeper. It hurts people. It hurts those we love. And so we have to learn how not to lie. We have to learn how, and in scripture it says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. And For most of us, that's a hard thing because we've learned how to lie from childhood, from babies. We've learned how to lie, you know, and we've learned how to, you know, just say stuff that's untrue just to save face or to keep a certain situation from being known, you know. But we have to learn how to be truthful, because God is the truth and the love of God is true. And so to be closer to God, we have to learn and allow the love of God in us to show us how to tell the truth, how to be truthful without being hurtful, how to be truthful in all situations. And I know sometimes being truthful means that we may lose some things. But because we're being truthful, and we're being truthful because God's love is prompting us to be truthful, because God's love is carrying us into a way of life to be truthful, those things we lose will be replaced with the truth, and with true riches. And when I say riches, I don't just mean money. I mean the richness of love, the richness of companionship, the richness of life. The abundant life that Jesus has for us. Lying, we have to remove from our lives. We have to begin to be truthful. We have to allow the Holy Spirit in us to prompt us. And we have to be ready to be quiet. You know, there are those of us who feel like that we have to match every story. You know, you ever run into those people that everything that you say, they have to make it a better story. You know, their story, you know, if you jump three walls, they have to jump four, and they have to be, you know, 5-6 feet higher than the wall that you jumped. You know, but you have people who have to, that's how they make themselves feel better or how they think that they're making people like them, by having a better story. But it's a lie, and it doesn't make people like you anymore. It doesn't make people want to be around you anymore, you know. So you have to learn how not to lie, you know. We learn how to manipulate things and manipulate the system and to tell half truths and, you know, to allow to get stuff, you know, and that's a lie. And we have to learn how not to do that. We have to learn how to be truthful. And that may put us in a position to not receive some things from this world. But what we will receive will be from God, and that's going to be a whole lot more richer and a whole lot more fuller than just receiving things because we've manipulated the system. We have to learn not to lie, because the scripture tells us that the father of lies, the mother of lies, is the enemy of our souls, the enemy. The devil, Satan, however you describe the evil spirit of this world, that person authored lies. That entity authored lies. And it says, and the truth is not in him. So lying puts us in line with the enemy. And so we don't want to be in line with the enemy. We don't want to have anything to do with Satan, who is the father of lies. That's what the scripture says. And the truth is not in him. So we want to make sure that we have the truth in us. So we have to allow the love of God to cleanse us, to help us to be more truthful. Just that simple. More truthful. And then allow God to help us, because there's sometimes we need to not say anything, or we need not to tell something, you know, because it's not our place. It's not for us to say anything. And then how to be truthful and not be hurtful. How to be truthful and not be hurtful. So, and allow the love of God to permeate us, to help us to be truthful in love, truthful with ourselves. We have to begin to be truthful with ourselves before we can even dare to be truthful with other people. We have to look at ourselves, self-examination, and see how truthful we can be with ourselves. And then God will help us to begin to be more truthful with other people. Let's let the love of God in and allow the Holy Spirit of God to begin to change our character as we study and read, as we pray, and allow God to permeate our inner selves to help us to be truthful. Say, Lord, I want to be truthful. I don't want to be aligned with the enemy. I want to be aligned with Jesus. And therefore, I want to tell the truth. I want to speak truth. I want to be truthful in everything I do and everything I say. Help me be truthful. May your Holy Spirit help me by prompting me when I get ready to say something that's not truthful. And help me to be quiet. Help me not to say untruths. No matter how big or how small, it's still a lie. And I don't want any part of lying. Breathe in, God. Breathe out, God. Breathe in, God. Let go of the stress. Breathe in, God. Saturate yourself in the love. Jesus. Hallelujah. Meditate on the love of God. Learn how to love yourself. The love is in you, for you. Lord, we thank you. I love you. And Jesus loves you so much more. And I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast, and I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's riches blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.